Welcome to Accounting Influencers, the podcast for accounting leaders and influencers who want to know exactly what makes the good firms great and the great accountants world class. Let's get today's show started with your host and founder of the BD Academy, Rob Brown.
Welcome to the show, and I'm thrilled to have with me today a cloud accounting expert, Robert Davidson. Hello, sir.
Hi, Rob. How are you doing?
We're doing fantastic. Lovely to have you on the show. Robert, tell us a bit about your background and your journey.
I'm a qualified accountant, primarily worked in every role in small, medium and large accountancy firms. My last role, project managing a national cloud firm. More recently, the last year or so, I started a firm called Apicus Community, along with Matt Flanagan and David Robertson from Bluehub.
We've had Matt on the show, actually, so he's well known to us. But you haven't always done accounting. You had a career in poker, I understand, Robert.
Yeah, played poker for a living for about 4 years. I had a good time doing it.
Well, you must have been pretty good if you sustained yourself for 4 years.
Yeah, it was really, really good. It was fun, but it's actually quite a taxing job as well. A lot of highs and lows, a lot of late nights, having to maybe time with the American market, and it's quite a lonely job as well.
Any parallels between poker and accountancy?
Probably, yeah. There's a lot of quick decisions have to be made now, especially in the cloud where everything moves so fast. You have to make quick decisions and assess the risk quickly.
Yeah. You're something of a visionary, aren't you, in cloud accounting? You saw this before many other people. Tell us what you saw back then and why you thought it was going to be so big.
Well, actually, the first time I seen cloud accounting software, I was a bit unsure of it, quite early days. But when I started seeing the way that APIs worked and the way that systems linked together, I guess I really thought there's so many possibilities and so many opportunities out there. And then the more I actually used it and the more experience I got in it, I realized the opportunity was even bigger than I thought back then.
So just for the sake of clarity, Robert, define cloud for us.
It's internet accounting, really. But I like to think of it as using tools in cloud to solve business problems. I think that's the key to it, is starting with the business problems and then using these tools available online to help solve those.
And what do you do at Apicus?
Well, actually, we do quite a few things at Apicus. We've actually built a community of sort of forward-thinking firms who help and support each other. What we do is we interview apps and we drill down into the integration. So maybe go a bit deeper, explaining how they work, what problems are solving, Q&As and conversion clinics and app discussions, plus work one-to-one with firms on a consultancy basis to help them get in and design their processes and help commercialize the cloud side.
So when we talk about cloud accounting, many people, including accountants, would think, well, that's just your Xero and your online practice management software, things like that. But you're specialized in the app community in terms of cloud, aren't you?
Yes, we're thinking like Xero and QuickBooks are your source systems, but for businesses, oftentimes that's not the source system. The EPOS system may be the most important thing, the inventory system may be the most important, the CRM system may be the most important, and the Xeros and QuickBooks and the like are effectively the add-on. So we like to delve quite deeply with the business owners and get to understand them, get to understand their business, and then create solutions which help them solve their problems.
Yeah, and not being a techie as I am, apps tends to remind me of mobile phones, but you don't mean that, do you?
No, and I think that's probably one of the things you have to do it early on. Expectation set. People can pick up an iPhone, they can download apps, they start working immediately right away. When you have an app, it's basically a system which links to another system, like Xero and QuickBooks. And when those systems sort of link together, there's a bit of work that has to be done to make sure it's set up. I mean, when these systems actually work perfectly, they're great, but the time is all in the setup so that the client's actually getting what they want from it.
Now, you're a qualified accountant, but you don't work as an accountant now, do you? What kind of shape do you feel the accounting profession is in as you look at it?
I think it's changing. I think it's becoming broader in a sense that maybe a few years back, it was only really the compliance side, maybe a little bit of advisory. That shift's happening now with the likes of these automated systems. They're making the compliance part a lot quicker, but it's opening the door to massive amounts of advisory. When I say advisory, I don't mean management accounts and dashboards. I mean the sort of interpretation of that information.
Yeah.
The actual being able to provide the client with it. It's only value if a person can understand it and it helps them make decisions. And I think that's quite important, because I think there's a lot of times maybe accountants are maybe trying to sell a software solution. They're trying to sell a cloud software to a business owner, but they maybe don't understand it and they don't see the value of it.
Yeah, you make a very good point. Some naive accountants think that advisory is dashboards and reports, and it's not, is it?
Yeah, I think the key is really turning that information, bringing it back to the real world, telling that business owner in a way that they can understand and interpret it and helps them make actually tangible decisions.
Now, looking at the app landscape, all the cloud accounting apps out there, How complicated is that?
I think it's a massive task. One of the things we find when we work with accountancy firms that they struggle with is just keeping on top of how many apps there are, yeah, how many vendors there are. When you think that one vendor maybe does 2,000 updates a year, and then there's hundreds and maybe thousands of vendors out there, for an accountancy firm to keep on top of, it's a massive task. And it's actually part of the reason why Apicus was born, was to bring these firms together and say, look, we're all going through this journey together. Let's work our way through it as we go.
What's going to be the future for the way accounting firms deal with this massive, overwhelming ecosystem, Robert? Because I'm thinking accountants have enough to deal with the tax stuff, the qualification, the compliance stuff, but now they've got to be technological experts too, almost geeks, don't they?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the whole skill set of an accountant is changing quite rapidly. Just knowing the accounting side isn't enough anymore. You have to know the tech side. You have to become a good communicator. You have to be able to build relationships with clients. And because these systems are all sort of coming together as well, you actually really need to understand the business operational side and how that works, and also the owner's desires. What does the owner actually want to do out of it? Because two businesses which may seem very similar may require very different setups and approaches.
Yeah.
Maybe one's maybe looking to retire in a few years, or maybe one's looking to seriously grow and get investment. Then they'll have different outlooks of what sort of information they want and how they want to take the business forward.
Now, I know you deal with the very progressive firms that are really swift on the uptake with these cloud apps, but there are lots of firms lagging, aren't they?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of firms that maybe they've got an interest in cloud, but they're not maybe actually sure how to progress. One of the things we're hearing is there's a lot of internal resistance towards moving. And I think that's maybe because people don't really understand the benefits yet. So they don't understand the benefits to the practice of moving, the benefits to the person themselves of the new skills they're going to learn, and the benefits to the client of obviously that increased efficiency and better information, etc.
Well, let's talk about some of those benefits for the moment. Why would a firm move to the cloud?
Probably a few different stages within there. First stage, maybe marketing. And the second stage is really like engagement. There's fantastic apps out there now which can bring that engagement period down to hours rather than maybe days or weeks historically, where you'd have the meeting, you would have the back and forth, you would try and agree terms and stuff. You can sit down now and do that right there and then and engage with the client very, very quickly. So that would be the sort of thing that each system would do. Increase efficiency in all the tasks that we used to do historically.
And what's the main thing accountancy firms need to consider when moving to the cloud?
I think the main thing would be, what's the process? Firms need to develop processes for how clients fit into practice. Start with how they handle queries. We often find that clients will pass on to a cloud person, or they'll panic and try and figure out a solution quickly because they feel that accountants feel like they need to know 120% of everything before they'll answer anything. By having a simple process, even if that initial process is, can you write down what you require, we'll review it and come back to you, it takes a lot of pressure off the staff. It just makes sense. I mean, for every other part of an accountancy business, they have a process in place of how each stage is handled, but I don't think anyone's really developed that proper process yet for how cloud queries are handled.
Yeah. So what big mistakes do firms make when implementing cloud systems for their clients? Because this is app advisory, isn't it?
Yes. I think it is not starting with the business problems. I mean, the key to a good setup is using tech and apps to solve problems. And the apps are really just tools to solve pain points and sort of provide information to help people make decisions. I think you touched on it earlier. What most accountants do is they try and sell a cloud software for the sake of moving to the cloud. And that often leads to resistance.
So it starts with the problems, identifying the problems of the clients, and then saying, right, what choices have we got for what apps will solve those problems?
Yeah, exactly. And accountants are often trying to do it the other way around. So they're actually starting with the solution and trying to make it work rather than starting with the problem and creating a solution.
But when an accountant identifies a problem that a client has, they've got a ton of work to do then, haven't they, in identifying which of the many apps will work for that client, and whether they buy it outright or subscription, everything else. What's some of the decisions that an accountant has to make at that point?
You've got to have a good understanding of the app ecosystem. What I advise doing is scoping every job individually. So actually meeting with the client initially, finding out what their expectations are, setting down the expectations, let them know that this is a project, it's a move to a new system, it's not simply a plug and play option. And once you've set down those expectations, you can take it forward. And whether that's into a paid scoping exercise, or whether it's maybe if it's a simpler scoping exercise for maybe a smaller client.
I'm intrigued, Robert, on how accounting professionals do this, because navigating the busy app space must be overwhelming for them. Are we seeing the rise of the cloud accounting specialist in accounting firms?
I think we are, but I'm not sure the cloud accounting specialist is the best way to go, to be honest. Certainly the firms we've worked with, what we find is that because it's such a boom area and it's something that clients are really interested in and they're approaching accountancy firms on, is that often if you have one cloud person, they become very overwhelmed very quickly.
Right.
And then the pressure's on them. And it's also like that one point of failure thing as well. All that knowledge is with one person. The whole process is with one person. The whole thing falls down. My belief as well is that cloud is a new way of doing accounts. It's not a sideline. It's not an add-on. It's not a separate department. It is a new way of processing accounts. So we created a measure called cap levels to help accountancy firms provide them a model as to here is the way to logically work through it. Cap level one being like your most basic setup to allow you to offer additional services, through to building your finance function, through to the wider ecosystem, which is like your scoping of jobs and you're using other apps to then bring in depending on what the client needs.
So there's a process to go through where you then elevate your capacity levels, your capability, your levels of expertise in the app areas.
Yep. One of the big things we find is that businesses move to the cloud, but the process doesn't change. So what will happen is if it's for a quarterly VAT return, for example, they'll go into the cloud, but the same way of processing is still done, and that the accountant gets information every 3 months. They process the VAT return, they give the client the information back, and that's it. I'll see you in 3 months. But that's missing the point of these systems and the fact that they can deliver real-time information. You can pull bank information in automatically. You can pull your purchases in. The client can use it for their sales. So if you get that up sort of monthly processing level, then there's so much more you can offer the client.
Yeah. So presumably when clients work with you, you'll have your favorite apps, won't you, Robert? You'll have recommendations on which apps you think these firms should use. Your favorites, if you like.
Yeah, I wouldn't have favorites as such. I know the ones that we get a lot of positive feedback for, and I know the ones that maybe people aren't keen on, but the apps I would always advise people to use is the one that solves the business problems. It's something that firms in business often ask us, which app should I use? And the answer is always the same. Which pain points do you have and what do you want from it? More than the app. Don't start with the app. Start with the business problem and the app comes.
The challenge I see though with accounting firms trying to choose an app stack is that many of these apps do mostly the same things and it's really hard to differentiate between them, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And it's one of the frustrations I probably had in my last job was that I was seeing many similar types of apps, all seem to do similar things, but it's not until you actually spend the time drilling down into them that actually the information you get from them is different. The integrations aren't the same because one of the things we hear is that integrations aren't equal. So they may be one way, they may be two ways. They may only pull certain information across. It may be a manual push, it may be automatic. So integrations themselves are very, very different.
Yeah, I remember recently I had to choose an email provider and I went through all the different comparisons of the different providers, your Infusionsoft and your ActiveCampaigns and your MailChimps and all of those. And looking at the different criteria by which you make a decision on these, for instance, what's the service like? What's the support lines like? What's the guarantees like? What is the swiftness of use like? So there's so many different decisions that need to be made in choosing an app suite, isn't there?
Yes, it is. And again, but if you're taking it to stage where actually working with each client and you're scoping them individually, then when doing that, you can actually integrate and test. So you can actually say to clients and show them maybe on a Loom or a Zoom, show them here's what it could actually look like. Would you be happy with the way this information comes across? You can actually demonstrate it to them and show them the value of it. And maybe even if it's a bigger job, maybe show them comparisons of different ones and see which one they prefer.
You bring up a good idea there. You mentioned Loom, and people may not know what Loom is listening, but it's a video app that allows you to record your screen. And with the video technology we have these days, it must be so much easier to demonstrate stuff remotely.
Oh, exactly. Yep. Loom is a fantastic piece of kit. The fact is it's free as well is even better. What I use it for a lot of the time is because we work with different products, so you may have like a system set up and there's maybe 5 or 6 different products integrated. It's good for showing how the information flows from one to the other. Really quick way of showing the client. If the client's maybe doing things, even simple things like maybe importing a bank statement, you can actually show them that process. Here's what your downloaded bank statement looks like. Here's how you convert it to CSV. Here's how you upload it and just send them that video so it's there for them to look at all the time.
Yeah, that's very good. Now, you've mentioned integration a lot, Robert, already. And I know there are some people that prefer a fewer number of apps that do more things, more holistic way, like a one-stop shop. And other people prefer very specialist apps that do very discrete jobs and then integrating them all together. What's your view on that?
Yeah, what I tend to find is bigger apps that tend to do more, tend to be more expensive. Maybe working towards those ERP-type systems, so the higher up the chain you get, the more things that system can do, but the more expensive it tends to be. But what we're finding as well is that you can actually, by putting a few different apps together, you can develop really, really good app stacks very, very quickly.
And getting them all to talk to each other is a lot easier now than it used to be.
Yeah, integrations are just getting better. The API linkage is improving all the time.
So if you look back to where you were 5 years ago and see where you are right now, what's the biggest differences?
It's a lot more complicated than it used to be. Clients are a lot more tech savvy now. And a lot of clients are actually finding these solutions themselves and are now approaching the accountant, which wouldn't have happened 5 years ago.
Looking at the accountants themselves, what skills do you feel they're going to need going forward?
Well, you still need the really good understanding of accountancy. The more varied that is, the more industries, different size types of businesses you work with is good, but understanding the tech is going to be critical. Understanding how businesses actually work and communicating more with the business owners, really provide people with value. You really need to understand their motivations and what their goals are and how they want the business to operate in the future. So by doing that, you're going to have to develop those communication skills, problem solving skills, as I think you mentioned with the integrations. There's a lot of different things that can happen. There's a lot of different possibilities out there. So you actually need to figure out what the problem is and then how to solve that problem using these apps.
You know what, though, Robert, you're talking about a very rare breed of accountants that have the technical skills, the technological skills, and the people skills. So they're not just geeks, they've got those soft skills as well. And that's not an easy mix.
Yep, and I think it's probably something a lot of accountants are uncomfortable with.
Yeah, because on top of that, you've got to have the selling skills as well, because all of this app stuff needs selling, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, my view is you probably don't want to be in the selling space. I'm more of the view of if you can show value in it, then it sells itself. And I think that is the key to it, is if you can demonstrate value to someone, then they're willing to pay for it and you don't actually have to go down the selling route. But yeah, I think you're right. I think accountants are having to learn all these new skills, and I think that's why there's maybe such a bridge at the minute between old way and the new way, because accountants, and many have said to me, I didn't become an accountant to do this type of work, but this is the way accountancy is going.
So is there any bad advice or bad doctrine that's put out there in the cloud or app community that we can debunk right now, Robert?
I'd say the worst advice, the one size fits all approach, and I see this as a mistake that a lot of firms make, is they maybe sign up to 500 licenses and they then try and fill those 500 licenses with anything that fits. They try and make it work. Whereas again, if you get back to the what does the client need to get from it, what does the client want out of it, then you can design the system much better working the opposite way.
Now, you're very passionate about the app and the cloud side of things. Is there anything you believe really deeply that other people think is a bit crazy?
But that probably goes back to my poker thing, actually. I believe really passionately that poker is a game of skill, and it's about assessing risk and probability, and there's actually a lot of sort of math calculations and things in it, but most people, I think, they just think I'm wrong, it's gambling.
And they think it's based on luck or having a good poker face.
But yeah.
Now, even in the last few years, you've seen a lot of change in the accounting world. Is there anything you've changed your mind on over the last few years?
The biggest thing I've changed my mind on is probably the use of social media, especially the likes of LinkedIn, to generate business for accountancy firms. My old view was always that people wouldn't engage with accountancy firms through social media. It's usually mostly word of mouth or recommendation or sort of locality type thing. But as we see business owners becoming younger and younger and the demographic becoming wider, accountancy firm through social media isn't as big a leap as I used to think. And I know a few accountants now that are really smashing that.
Yeah. And if people like the sound of what you do, Robert, want to have a conversation with you, what's a good way for them to reach you?
Very good on LinkedIn. There's got a lot in there. And if you Google Apicus community, you can find out a bit more about what we do.
And if they engaged you, what kind of things would you help them with?
Well, what we help them with is trying to, first of all, find out what cap level they are. So where are they actually at? Because maybe a lot of firms maybe think they're a lot further ahead than they are. A lot of firms maybe think they're doing terribly, but they're actually not doing so terribly. We'd like to try and find out where they are. And then we do this whole, where are you now? Where do you want to be? And then we help them build that plan as to how they get there.
What do you love most about what you do?
I love educating people. Now it's more on cloud systems, but previously it was members of my teams that I used to have. And I love passing on knowledge and seeing people put it into practice. I guess I'm all about teaching the process and making sure that's understood and not merely giving the answer. I'm a big believer that you show someone why they're doing something before you show them how to do it.
And putting your visionary skills to good use. Let's say you and I are chatting in 5 years' time, Robert. What kind of things do you think will be on the agenda?
Yeah, I think it would be app advisory, because even though the app advisory space is really, really crowded at the minute, I think it's just sort of touching the surface.
Really?
Yeah. There's so many new apps coming out. We like try and keep on top of them and try and interview them for the community and things, but there's a lot of ones that are coming out there that are even for minuscule things, like for maybe tiny percentages of sectors and stuff. So I can see that just coming more and more niche in the app advisory space. So rather than having these big apps which try and cover everything, you'll have the more niche specialist ones which are designed specifically for certain businesses and sectors.
Goodness, that's going to be frightening, isn't it? I mean, how many are there out there now, do you reckon?
Well, even the zero market space, I think they say about 700 or 800, but my feeling is there's far, far more than that out there. People are already overwhelmed. Maybe that's a number for the next few years.
Are you seeing a war, Robert, between the big software vendors and getting the apps that only integrate with their particular software?
I think there's a lot of changes happening, especially like Zero buying Hubdoc and now Sage buying AutoEntry. I think I think people are maybe setting out their path, especially the accounting softwares are basically setting out their path for what they're looking to do going forward. The likes of the auto entry, it integrates with other products like Xero and QuickBooks and things. With Sage buying them, it maybe creates some, not problems, but they maybe not develop those integrations in that side as well now as they would have done historically. But I think it's a really exciting space, and I think we're going to see a lot more of that. We're going to see a lot more of maybe apps joining together, bringing the best of both worlds together, vendors taking over other vendors. I think there'll be a lot of movement in that space over the next sort of few years as people start to identify as maybe the best players in certain spaces.
Goodness me, it's going to be a very exciting time. So this has been great, Robert. And finally, what advice would you give to the accountants listening that are perhaps not very techie, but they do know that they need to embrace the cloud and get on board with these apps to serve their clients?
I think the first thing I would say is that the opportunity is absolutely massive. We're seeing firms that are engaging really, really well in cloud space and becoming really successful. As long as you have a set plan and maybe get some support, there is lots of help out there, and it's not as scary as maybe most people initially seem to think it is. As long as you work through the logical steps of maybe taking your clients on that journey a lot more slowly, it tends to work out. The key thing is that the opportunity is massive. There is help and support out there, and good luck with it.
And is there a warning, Robert, there finally, that if they don't embrace this, they're going to get left behind and be obsolete?
Yeah, definitely. That's completely my view. I think we're seeing that with a lot more firms that are a lot more nimble than maybe some of the bigger firms who aren't adopting, is that they're eating into that client base because clients are finding these systems themselves and they want support. They're hearing about things that can help them with their expenses. They're hearing about systems that can help them get paid quicker. So they're now going out and investigating these systems, and they're expecting their accountant to be able to help them with it.
And obviously, it's much better if the accountant goes to them with solutions rather than the other way around.
Exactly. Speaking to accountancy firms who are actually saying that clients are approaching them because they're accountant isn't approaching them.
It's a scary world. Thank goodness we've got people like you. Robert Davidson, that's been great. Thanks so much for your time today.
That's fantastic, Rob. Thanks very much. Cheers.
You've been listening to Accounting Influencers, the podcast for accounting leaders and influencers who want to know exactly what makes the good firms great and the great accountants world class. For show notes on today's and other episodes, plus some great blogs and resources to help accountants lead, sell, and perform at the highest levels, go to bdacademy.pro. Until next time, have a fantastic day.